The Radiation Exposure Compensation Act, or RECA, was put in place to address the problems created by the government after testing nuclear weapons during the 1950s and 60s. Under RECA, eligible people receive $50,000 in compensation, but the bill is expiring, and some people, like Mary Dixon, say it was never enough in the first place.
But it was never comprehensive enough. It was always limited, too limited geographically. And so we've been fighting, actually, ever since. We've been trying to get it expanded.
Dixon is a downwinder, or someone who was affected by nuclear fallout radiation carried downwind. She says the situation for her and other downwinders is urgent.
People are dying. Literally, they're dying. Like, there are fewer downwinders every passing year.
RECA will expire next July, but new legislation has been introduced to extend it. The new legislation would also give more compensation and cover more diseases and communities. Utah Congressman Burgess Owens, a co-sponsor on the bill, says there are too many Utahns that have been left behind for far too long. And Dixon says some might not even know they have been left behind.
People always say, well, how many people are downwinders? And you know, there's absolutely no way of knowing, because nobody predicted really where that fallout went and how many people were harmed.
Owen says Utah cannot afford to not let this legislation pass. And Dixon agrees.
And they need to do the right thing. It's just imperative that they do the right thing and do it before it's too late.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Emma Fates.